Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? It is a bright and sunny day here in Atlanta, and the weather is just perfect, perfect temperature. In fact, I took a walk out in the backyard and side yards this morning, and the azaleas are blooming. And so I love a pretty garden. I have to admit that I didn't do a lot of work out there last year, and I want to get in and play in the dirt a little bit this year. But when I noticed that the azaleas were blooming, I was like, okay, this is real. This is real. I mean, the plants are starting to bloom. My tree that's in the backyard, I have a large Bradford pear tree in the back. And, you know, when you say Bradford pear, people think fruit tree. It's actually not a fruit tree, but it's shaped like a pear, so it has a name, Bradford pear. And it has these beautiful white blossoms when it really starts to, first it has these little bulbs on them, and then they open up and they're blossoms, and then within a matter of about a week, the tree becomes fully green. So it's fully green now, so I know that it is really getting ready to get hot soon. Well, I hope you're ready for today. We are on week 8 in this very powerful, very awesome book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. One of the other things I've been experimenting with lately, I don't know if I should say experimenting, but testing out some new sound equipment, and I had begun to do that last week, and didn't go very well. So it has gone really, really well now, but I'm still using my old equipment because of the level of sensitivity of the new mic. I mean, it picks up everything. And so in my house, that could be a little bit distracting because there's so many sounds going on in the environment. So let's get down to this awesome book. And we are in, let's see what chapter, principle number 8, recognize people's influence on vision. And that's where we left off, and we're going to go through this. And I'm going to begin reading now on the highlighted sections. As I've said repeatedly throughout the course of reading this book, I'm not reading everything in the book. I'm only reading the highlighted items, the items that I had highlighted when I read this book several years ago when I first bought the book. I have a habit of whenever I buy a paper book, and even now with my ebooks, I will highlight them and put all kind of little symbols and different things on there. So this book is highlighted, it's flagged with tabs, it's got all kind of things on it. So that's what I'm actually going through as I'm reading through the book for you guys. Here in Recognize People's Influence on Vision, one of the things it says is, people who change the world have declared independence from other people's expectations. People who change the world have declared independence from other people's expectations. When you step outside of what others expect you to be, they begin to see you as a problem. However, people who change the world have declared from other people's expectations. That's what makes them successful. Even if people lie about you and start rumors about you, keep your eyes on the mark and continue working to keep on building. And we've gone over Nehemiah earlier in this chapter and how he continued to build the wall even though people were calling him to come away from the wall. Here's another little statement here. Don't sacrifice your dreams because of a fear of conflict or disagreement. The reason some people may begin to hate you when you pursue your vision is that you are exposing their own lack of vision. Wow. There are toxic people in the world, and they will pollute your whole life if you let them. Tell you things such as the following. You can't do that. You don't have enough education. You're too young. You're too old. You don't have the right background. You don't have the right connections. They continually talk in this way. My response to such people is this, essentially. Leave me alone. I was born into my family, and I didn't choose my brothers and sisters. However, I can choose my friends. In addressing the problems that come with the law of association, I have had to learn to do three things to protect my vision. The first is disassociate. And we're going to go into the little reading here on what disassociation is. Priority requires that there are people and places that you are going to have to disassociate yourself from if you're going to make it to your dream. This fact shouldn't be taken lightly. Some people say that it doesn't really matter with whom they associate, that they wouldn't want to hurt anybody by disassociating with them. Yet Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a ditch, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. He was telling us not to be foolish by following those who are spiritually blind. All right. Well, we're going to move on to another highlighted section. Critics criticize because they have too much time on their hands. You need to be so busy that you don't have time to criticize anybody or time to listen to anybody criticizing you. I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to reread that section. Critics criticize because they have too much time on their hands. You need to be so busy that you don't have time to criticize anybody or time to listen to anybody criticize you. Make sure your potential spouse supports your goal. I know it seems like I jumped there, but I'm going to the highlighted sections, and this was a call out. Make sure that your potential spouse supports your goal. I was talking to a woman one time who was in the midst of a divorce. Her husband didn't really want the divorce, but she had some friends who had gone through divorces, and they were trying to talk her into it. She came to see me and said, I need to decide whether I should go back to my husband, and I was told you could help me. After I'd listened to what she had to say, I told her, I'll tell you what, your husband is your best company because he wants the marriage. Your friends are not really your friends. If you want to save your marriage, don't speak to them any longer. All of them are divorced. That is why they are giving you this advice. Wow. Here's another highlighted section. If you need help, you don't go to a drowning man. If you need help, you don't go to a drowning man. This chapter is speaking to disassociation, and it's speaking to the people that we have in our lives who, whether we want to admit it or not, are influencing us. So this is very, very powerful stuff. So he went from disassociation, and now it's going to limited association. The second thing I have learned is limited association. You may not want to completely disassociate yourself from some of the people in your life. It is important, however, that you thoughtfully and prayerfully determine how much time you will spend with them. Perhaps there are some people you will just want to be acquainted with so that you can back off and leave them alone again if you see that being with them causes your vision to falter. And that's limited association. Spend more time with positive influence and minor time with negative influence. When you have a goal for your life, make sure that the person you are interested in is also interested in your goals. In the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Reading some highlighted sections. You must protect your mental environment. You have to protect your mental environment. Here's how to do so. Spend major time with positive influence and minor time with negative influence. Stay away from bad situations. Paul quoted the adage, "Bad company corrupts good character." In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. He was telling us, choose your company well. You should also be careful about what you receive from other people in terms of your life's purpose. I have mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. No one should prophesy anything over you you weren't already thinking about, because God will confirm your vision to you first. God will confirm your vision to you first. Prophecy is a confirmation, exhortation, and encouragement, not for direction. The reason why so many people are confused is that they don't have a vision for their lives yet. And they keep running to various meetings looking for someone to give them a word of prophecy. There are some people who have no self-control. They follow whatever others speak into their lives, and it messes them up. Like the friend I mentioned earlier who moved from his family. This happened because he had no clear vision for his own life. Again, don't allow other people to give you your vision. Allow them only to confirm the vision that God has already given to you. Now, that was powerful and worth the read and worth the listen, because there is a lot of that going on, especially now in the body of Christ. There are a lot of prophecies being given, and I've even received some prophecies myself, but I can tell you unequivocally, without any doubt, that the prophecies that I did receive, they were only a confirmation. The word that was given to me, I already pretty much knew because God had ministered and given that to me already. And that's basically what he's saying here. Okay, and the next the next level of association is expanded association. So we went from, let's see, disassociation to limited association. Now we're in expanded association. Third, and this is the most positive of the three, expand your association. If you're going to be successful, you have to spend more time with the right people. People who have the same philosophy and discipline that you do. People who exhibit the kind of character that you want to have. Those are the people with whom you want to expand your relationships. Ask yourself these questions. Who can help me toward my goal? What person can I get close to and learn from? Spend time with people of vision. Spend time with people of vision. When the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would become pregnant with Jesus, Mary asked, "How can I have a baby?" God's answer through Gabriel was that this would occur through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yet notice what else the angel said. He mentioned that Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, after she had been both barren and past the age of childbearing. It was as if God was saying, Mary, to help you stay strong during this time, you need the faith-inspiring testimony of Elizabeth. She has her own miracle baby, and she's 6 months ahead of you. The Bible says that Mary went straight to Elizabeth's house and stayed with her for 3 months. Okay, here's another call out. Get to know those whom you want to emulate. Get to know those whom you want to emulate. And then I have a section highlighted here. He wants you to be encouraged by someone who has already been through the morning sickness, so to speak, because there will be times when you'll feel like giving up. During those hard times, that person can tell you, honey, you're going to get through it. Don't give up on your dream. And here's another topic heading. Accentuate the positive. Accentuate the positive. We all need other people to guide, help, and encourage us along the path to fulfilling our visions. Because we need the influence of others, however, we are also in danger of the negative effects they may have on us if we or they are not careful. Therefore, it is crucial for us to guard our hearts, thoughts, attitudes, and ideas from being sabotaged by those around us. We must increase the positive influences in our lives and decrease the negative ones as we pursue our individual goals in tandem with others. Now, you know, at the end of each chapter, there are these action steps, and then there is like a little chapter principles. So I'm going to go through these quickly. The action steps to fulfilling vision. Answer the three questions posed in the chapter. With whom am I spending time? Who are my closest friends, and who are the people I am confiding in? Number two, what are these people doing to me? In other words, what do they have you listening to, reading, thinking, doing? Where do they have you going? What do they have you saying? How do they have you feeling? What do they have you settling for? And number three, what these people are doing to me a good thing in light of my vision? Ask yourself, who can help me toward my goal? What person can I get close to and learn from? And then here's the chapter principles. Number one, when you begin to act on your vision, it will stir up both those who want to help you and those who want to hinder you. Number two, the law states that you become like those with whom you spend time. Number three, there are two words that most accurately describe influence, powerful and subtle. Number four, people have the potential to create your environment. Your environment then determines your mindset, and your mindset determines your future. Number five, people of vision have found that the minute they decide to fulfill their dreams, all their enemies seem to wake up. Number six, sometimes the people who are the most detrimental to the fulfillment of your vision are members of your own family. Number seven, people who change the world have declared independence from other people's expectations. Number eight, three things that will protect your vision are disassociation, limited association, and expanded association. Number nine, we must increase the positive influences in our lives and decrease the negative ones as we pursue our individual goals in tandem with others. Now we're in chapter 12, which is principle number nine. Employ the provision of vision. Employ the provision of vision. God designed every purpose with its own prosperity. God designed every purpose with its own prosperity. Principle number nine is that we must understand the power of provision. People often stop dreaming about what they really want to do in life because they know they have few resources with which to do it. They believe they have to pay for their vision with their present incomes when they can barely make ends meet as it is. Similarly, when young people tell their parents what their dream of becoming, the parents often become nervous because they feel their children's dreams are too big for them to finance. Wow. And this is one of the areas of the most concern to a lot of budding entrepreneurs or people just starting out in business, and even people who have been in business for a while pursuing their dreams, is the financing of it. And, you know, a lot of times we will hear in church where God gives the vision, he will give the provision. And I truly, truly believe that. But I have to admit that there are those times when you're waiting for the provision. And if you're around negative people, or if the enemy starts to, you know, lie and tell you all kind of different things and you listen to it, you can fall short of receiving the provision for the vision. And so I think this is going to be really a really great chapter to go through. Okay, it says, whatever God purposes, he provides for. If we believe that we have to use our own resources to accomplish our God-given visions, then we are small dreamers. I want to encourage you that the Bible is very clear concerning the dreams and plans that are in our hearts and how they are meant to be provided for. Proverbs 16, chapter 16, verse 1 says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. This statement has to do with provision. Whenever a person receives a dream from God, it usually seems impossible. Yet God knows that our provisions are never equal to our visions at the moment we receive them. He realizes that we cannot explain to others or even ourselves how we are going to accomplish our visions without the necessary money, people, facilities, or equipment. He knows that often our dreams are big and our bank accounts are small. What is his solution for us? He says that he will give the answer or reply of the tongue. And here's a call out here. Our provisions are never equal to our visions at the moment we receive them. I believe that. I believe that is totally true. God's will for our lives comes from his own will. That's why he says it is our job to understand, believe, and write down our vision, while it is his responsibility to explain how he's going to accomplish them in his own time. Hence the name of my company, In His Season, because that's very true. And I'm going to read that again. God's will for our lives come from his own will. That's why he says it is our job to understand, believe, and write down our vision, while it is his responsibility to explain how he's going to accomplish them in his own time. That frees us to be creative and productive in pursuing our visions. Therefore, if people ask you how you are going to accomplish your dream, you don't have to try to give them a full answer. Tell them you are trusting God for provision each step of the way. Then let God explain to them how it is going to be done. Purpose is your responsibility. Provision is God's responsibility. Wow, that is awesome. Purpose is your responsibility. Provision is God's responsibility. This book is phenomenal. And as I said when I began reading, and if you just tuned in, this is Teresita Glasgow and the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. I am in week 8 of reading a phenomenal book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principle and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Your Personal and Corporate Destiny. I'm only reading through the highlighted sections of the where I highlighted this book when I read it years ago, and some of the call-outs I'm reading. But my suggestion to you is if you're interested in destiny, if you're interested in purpose and the power of vision, is to go to Amazon.com and order this book for yourself. I believe every leader should have a copy of this book in their personal library. And I just went read something that was so pivotal here. Purpose is your responsibility, but provision is God's responsibility. Wow. Okay, vision and provision go together. Perhaps your dreams are so big they are almost frighten you. They almost frighten you. You don't see how they could ever come to pass. Let me assure you that your initial apprehension is normal. God often gives us dreams that confound us at first because he wants to make sure we don't attempt to fulfill them apart from him. If we try to do so, we won't succeed because the resources won't be available. Okay, reading some highlights. Rest assured that God will never give you a vision without provision. Your provision, however, is usually hidden until you act on your vision. Whatever you were born to do attracts what you need to do it. Therefore, you first have to establish what you want to do and begin to do it before the need can be met. Powerful stuff here. Most of us work in reverse. We like to see the provision before we start, but faith doesn't work that way. When we take action, then God manifests provision. Wow. I want to show you proof that everything you need has been provided for you already. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has," in brackets, "already blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Emphasis added. God has already blessed you with everything you need. Where is it? It is in the heavenly realms, the spiritual world. Verse 4 starts out with the word "for." When you see that word, we understand that because of the truth of verse 4, verse 3 is a reality. "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world." Well, we are in employ the provision of vision. Very important chapter here. Going to give us some nuggets on how God actually provides for our vision and what our responsibility is in our vision. Don't see it when we are looking for it, and what we have to do to actually see the provision for the and to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. We will continue reading this phenomenal and awesome book next week. Tune in next week for more on this wonderful subject.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.